Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a fire which broke out at a post-primary school in Bundoran has been put out. A Lifford councillor is urging the County Donegal Education and Training Board to meet with the owners of the building currently being used by Youthreach in the town to discuss the service's future. The Mental Health Commission has published its 2022 report into the Department of Psychiatry at Letterkenny University Hospital and gave the unit a compliance rating of 81%. And the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, announced today that the Leaving Cert results will be released on August 25th. These stories in full plus more. Oisin Kelly will be live with the latest in sport. First up in news, a fire which broke out at a post-primary school in Bundoran has been put out. Donegal ETB, which manages the school, says it's actively collaborating with relevant authorities, including the fire service and Garda Síochána and the estate management section, to ensure a comprehensive response and investigation into the incident at Ma'in College is complete. Sean O'Regan has more.
In the early hours of this morning, a fire broke out at Ma'in College, Bundoran. The emergency services attended the scene and the flames were contained and extinguished. No injuries have been reported. Donegal ETB are assessing the extent of the damage caused. It's reported the core academic and admin areas have been mostly unaffected. The school says the safety and well-being of the students, staff and wider school community are of utmost importance, and the school will remain closed until a full health and safety risk assessment is completed. Learning and teaching will continue online.
And the statement released by Ma'in College is available to read in full on our website highlandradio.com. A Lifford councillor is urging the County Donegal Education and Training Board to meet with the owners of the building currently being used by Youthreach in the town to discuss the service's future. It emerged last week that the lease is expiring and the service has to temporarily relocate, with a potential move across the border to Strabane on the cards. However, Councillor Jerry Crawford says he believes there may be room to manoeuvre and a face-to-face meeting might help resolve the situation.
I have met with the owners and I have this morning corresponding with the ETB. And what I'm asking for is a face-to-face meeting with the ETB and the owners. Great efforts have been made to maintain that service in Lifford. If there's a willingness there on the part of the owners, I hope as well that there'll be a willingness on the part of the ETB, come together and try to resolve any outstanding matters that may exist, because I feel that there's still room for to finalise this in favour of it remaining in Lifford. It shouldn't go.
The Mental Health Commission has published its 2022 report into the Department of Psychiatry at Letterkenny University Hospital. It gave the units a compliance rating of 81%. That's compared to 89% in 2021 and 86% in 2020. The report says a number of issues were identified, but they are being addressed. The report also notes an extensive 12-stage upgrading of the premises was due to commence in September 2022. The work was expected to be completed by September this year at a projected cost of €1.7 million. Michaela Clark has more.
The inspection found the unit operated safe practices which reduced risk of harm to residents and that effective systems were in place. However, some issues were identified with food safety, ligature risks, potential risks in garden areas and the need for improved staff training. Residents were being well cared for with care plans and therapeutic activities. The lack of an age-appropriate facility for children is also noted. Facilities and processes respected residents' privacy and dignity and interactions respected residents' wishes. However, there were some issues with toilet cubicles and observation panels on bedroom doors. The unit was found to be responsive to the needs of residents and families with a comprehensive complaints process in place. However, there were issues with transfer protocols and some structural risks were identified and assessed but not effectively mitigated. The report also notes the position of area lead for mental health engagement was vacant at the time of inspection. Measures are being taken by management to address the issues identified.
The Education Minister says it was important to her to return the Leaving Cert results date to August. It says Norma Foley announced today that they will be released on August 25th. They were given to students in the first week of September last year, which led to issues for first-year students surrounding getting accommodation. Minister Foley says the state examinations commissions worked very hard.
It's always been my objective to get them back into the August timeframe, as it was. I really do want to salute the State Examinations Commission. I think it's a fair achievement that we can actually say that there will be the running of the Leaving Certificate exams. There will be a second running of the exams.
The PSNI say the investigation into the attempted murder of DCI John Caldwell is continuing at pace. The senior detective was left with life-changing injuries after being shot in Oma earlier this year. Mr. Caldwell still recovering at home after being released from hospital.
I've received regular briefings from senior detectives about the pace of the investigation into the awful attack on John, which touched so many people's hearts. I'm confident it's a well-resourced and thorough investigation. You heard the other day the scale of it, 400,000 hours of CCTV that colleagues are sort of sifting through at the moment, looking for that vital clue, that last link that we need to bring people before the courts.
Parents of children with disabilities who are waiting for assessments of could soon be reimbursed by the state if they seek private care. The junior children's minister said she would seek budget approval for the policy, which would impact anyone waiting longer than 6 months. Earlier, the Dáil heard over 4,000 children with autism are on waiting lists for assessments of need. Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt says she wants to try and establish 6 regional assessment teams to clear the backlog before adopting the policy.
When every child is assessed, that there is a round table liaison that will work together, and we will have somebody from CAMHS and we will have somebody from primary care and you would have somebody from education. We would then be able to find the proper pathways back into where the child needs that services.
The Ombudsman for Children's Office received 36 complaints from Donegal last year. According to the Falling Behind, the OCO's annual report, education was once again the most complained about issue, with bullying, expulsion or suspension, and special education resources featuring in many of the complaints. Donal Kavanagh has more.
1,812 complaints were received by the Children's Ombudsman last year, 36 of them from Donegal. As part of their outreach work, Dr. Niall Muldoon and staff from the Participation and Rights Education Unit visited Donegal to provide workshops in a number of schools, meeting a total of 320 children. That included a trip to Arranmore, where rights workshops were held in 2 primary and 1 secondary school, meeting a total of 103 children and young people on the island. They also delivered workshops to 152 students at 4 primary and 2 secondary schools on the Donegal mainland. They visited an early year centre in the county where they met with children and staff who showed how they were bringing children's rights and voices into their daily activities.
A Letterkenny man has been appointed as CEO of Social Enterprise Republic of Ireland. SERI is the national representative body for social enterprises. John Logue was previously served as CEO of SUSE and the USA, as well as previously working as head of operations for the Donegal Local Development Company. Mr. Logue says he is honoured to take on the new role and is eager to work alongside stakeholders to advance the social enterprise sector in Ireland. The finance minister said the government is cracking down on asylum seekers who arrive here with no or fake travel documents. In the first 4 months of this year, 1,465 international protection applicants destroyed or lost their passports before they arrived at Dublin Airport. 354 international protection applicants meanwhile arrived with false travel documents during the same period. Minister Michael McGrath says the authorities are examining ways to stop this from happening.
While we recognise our international obligations when people come here and seek international protection, we do of course have to address any evidence of the willful destruction of passports or other documentation that people may have had when they boarded the plane but then don't seem to have when they disembark from the plane. And that's an issue which I know the Minister and the authorities have been actively examining.
An Inishowen councillor believes the dangers of Lyme disease needs to be highlighted through signage across Donegal. Councillor Albert Doherty raised the issue at this week's meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District and Regional Health Forum. He is calling for awareness and information signs to be put in place.
I'm looking for assurances that the local authority has acted on past motions, past requests, to ensure that the public are kept well briefed and their children are kept well briefed now as the summer season and the high grass and the walking amongst the woods and the tracks and avenues, that we are all made aware of the Lyme disease and the dangers and the need to respond to early tick affection.
And this is an issue that we know so many people within Donegal are concerned about, but there's still that bit of a lack of information, so it is vital that the signage is in place.
Indeed, I was delighted that the matter was discussed yesterday at our regional health forum as well. I will be using that as well to brief as many communities as to the awareness, the care and the attention that the local authority should give to ensure that the local public are kept well briefed.
Funding of over €100,000 has been awarded to Arclan Gaeilge-Gludor and the Waterside Theatre for a new cross-border creative arts programme. Funding was awarded by the International Fund for Ireland under the Communities in Partnership programme. The programme will see people within the Gaeltacht, nationalist and unionist communities on either side of the border partake in three distinct but interconnected strands. These are performances and community dialogue, creative arts and digital technologies training, and a series of creative writing and literary events. Kilmacrenan Celtic Football Club has appealed to members of the club and the public to be extra vigilant after significant damage was caused to their changing rooms facility. The club says they are disgusted and disappointed to discover the level of vandalism at the building used by Kilmacrenan Schoolboys and Girls Football League Club. They now face a huge financial cost to repair the damage caused to roof tiles and the interior of the changing rooms. Raymond Shields, committee member of Kilmacrenan Celtic Football Club, says it's not the first time that they have been targeted.
As a club, we're very disappointed, aren't we, that the level of vandalism that has taken place at the park. The vandals seem to have gone onto the roof. They've done severe damage to the roof, which will cost the club an awful lot of money to fix. And inside the clubhouse as well, so they broke in there. But this is not an isolated occurrence at all. This would be ongoing, but in fairness to the Gardaí, they intervened some time back, and it seemed to have stopped for a while. But now they're back to the antics again. We have over 150 academy children and over 100 underage players that use this facility. So to me, it's an attack on these children and their parents as well. So it's terrible. They've no scruples or respect for anyone or anything. They're going to do damage to themselves if they keep doing this. They're going to go onto that roof and they're going to fall off.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with the latest in sport. It is 5:15. We're going over to Oisin Kelly for the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with cross-channel football. Brighton manager Roberto De Zerbi believes Evan Ferguson can become one of the best strikers in the Premier League. The 18-year-old Republic of Ireland international scored 10 goals in all competitions ahead of tonight's meeting with champions Manchester City. His manager says Ferguson is playing beyond his years.
He seems not a normal 18. He's a great player. He's already a great player. I think he will become one of the best player, the best striker in Premier League. And I would like he can stay with us for a lot of years.
Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford is touch and go for tomorrow's Premier League clash with Chelsea. The England internationals missed their last few matches through injury, with the club still needing a point to confirm a top four finish. Boss Eric Ten Hag says Rashford's got a good chance of returning. There's also action in the Scottish Premiership tonight. Champions Celtic are away to Hibs, while second place Rangers play host to Hearts. Meanwhile, Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou is insisting he hasn't had to find out any more about his squad in recent weeks, other than their champions. They dropped points in both games since retaining the Scottish Premiership title. The League Cup holders will complete the treble if they win the Scottish Cup next month.
There's nothing else I need to know, really, apart from the fact that they've been outstanding this year and they've won the competition, they've won another competition, and they've got an opportunity to win another competition. So I think there's everything I need to know is right there.
Locally in football, Coghill Celtic have two games left to wrap up the Ulster Senior League title. The first of those is against Finn Harps under-21s at the Letterkenny Community Centre this evening. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock. Coghill have to win both games against Harps tonight and Derry City next week to claim the title for a 10th time in a row. The Republic of Ireland will learn of their quarter-final opponents at the European Championships. That's the under-17 European Championships this evening. Colm O'Brien's side will play the winners of Group B on Saturday. Spain currently occupy top spot. They're playing Serbia this evening. The second round draw has been made for cricket's Irish Senior Cup. Ardmore and Dunamana play their refixed first round games this weekend. And should they come through those ties, away to Cork County and Carrickfergus, Ardmore would have home advantage against Pembroke and Dunamana, would host the Hills. Second round games will be played on the weekend of the 4th of June. In the second round of the National Cup, St Johnstone will make the trip to Northwest rivals Ballyspallin. Kelly Clooney go to civil service. Bernd Dennett are also away to Derryahy, while should Glendermot see off Athlone this weekend, they will play Cliftonville Academy the following week. And in other cricket news, two North West players have been named on the 15-man Ireland squad for the upcoming ICC Men's Cricket World Cup qualifier in Zimbabwe. Brady's Craig Young and Dunamana's Andy McBrien will be part of the qualifying event that will see 10 teams compete for two spots at the World Cup. The qualifiers will start in Zimbabwe on the 18th of June. On the Gaelic Games front, Offaly have home advantage against Dublin in the semi-final of the Leinster Minor Football Championship tonight. In the other game, Kildare are up against Meath. Leinster hooker Dan Sheehan has been named the United Rugby Championship Players' Player of the Season. The award is voted for by the league's captains and vice-captains. The 24-year-old came out on top in a poll which was conducted at the end of the regular campaign. Finally, in motorsport, Honda are to return to Formula 1 in 2026 as engine partner for Aston Martin. They pulled out of F1 in 2021, but their engines are still being used by the Red Bull team who lead the Constructors' Championship. And that's your sport. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Heading back to news. The potential of Swan Park is not going to be maximised until everyone can enjoy it. That's according to Councillor Rena Donaghy, who is calling for signs to be erected encouraging dog owners to keep their pets on a lead. The popular amenity recently reopened after much work was carried out there following significant damage caused to it by flooding in 2017. Councillor Donaghy says those who are scared of dogs are being prevented from availing of all the park has to offer.
We have invested really, really heavily in Swan Park, and it's possibly one of the most beautiful parks in the whole of the country. And the amount of people that are using the park now, well, it was always used, but the footfall there now is really, really heavy. And it's great to see it. And people just walk then right on out to do the walk out to Father Hegarty's Rock. So we're asking, a number of people have asked, that people who take their dogs to Swan Park just keep them on a lead. Some people are scared of dogs, they're afraid of them, and the dog's probably friendly enough and just jumping up on them. But we're asking, and we're putting signs up now, that whoever is using Swan Park, please keep your dog on a leash. It's not too hard to do, and you can still enjoy the lovely walk.
And as you say, there's so many people there, there's so many things for people to enjoy that you want to make the most of this amenity.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much to do in Swan Park. There's so much to see for children and adults alike, and you have the river running through it, and you really do want everybody to enjoy it. But if people are scared and afraid of dogs, then they're not going to maximise on the potential of the park.
Meta is cutting around 490 jobs in Ireland. The company, which owns Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, is cutting staff in a number of departments, including finance, sales and marketing. The move comes on top of 300 job losses announced at Meta Ireland last November. Technology editor of the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler, says even though it's another blow to Meta, the tech sector overall is healthy.
If you look at Meta alone, it has now laid off almost a third of its entire workforce over the last 6 months by any measure or means, and at any time that would actually be quite worrying. Now, that hasn't been replicated by most of the other big tech firms like Google or Microsoft.
Policy holders with Irish Life Health will be paying more for their premiums from July. Customers who are joining or renewing can expect an average jump of 5% in cost of their cover. This is the insurance firm's second increase this year, following a 4.5% increase in January. Dermot Good of Total Health Cover has this advice policy for policy holders for all insurance companies.
Any consumer now who receives a double-digit price increase, our message to them is you must shop around. do not auto-renew, which basically means you let the policy roll over and you pay a huge extra premium. There's loads of other plans there. And sometimes you can get a really good deal with the cover that you need at a much lower premium without even changing insurance company.
And now for weather, it's going to be generally dry with a mix of cloud and sunny spells, highest temperatures of 15 to 17 degrees and mostly light northwesterly breezes. To conclude this evening's news, a fire which broke out at a post-primary school in Bundoran has been put out. A Lifford councillor is urging the Donegal County Education and Training Board to meet with the owners of the building currently being used by Outreach in the town to discuss the service's future. The Mental Health Commission has published its 2022 report into the Department of Psychiatry at Letterkenny University Hospital and gave the unit a compliance rating of 81%. And Minister for Education Norma Foley announced today that the Leaving Cert results will be released on August 25th. That's all for now. I'll be back again with the news headlines at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, May 24th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Murphy, née Griffin, Drumna Ho, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence this evening from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Rosary is on at 9 o'clock on both nights. Funeral from there on Friday at 10:15 a.m. going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by private cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. The funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Rosemary Sheridan, formerly of Creevary, Rathmullen. Reposing at her home in Creevary, Rathmullen, from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m. on Saturday. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon for 12:30 p.m. Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The Mass can be viewed on MCM TV, St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has taken place of Patricia Quigg, late of Stradowan Drive, Strathfoyle, County Derry. Reposing at her parents' home, 126 Longland Road, Dunamana, Strabane. Family and close friends are welcome from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her parents' home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Killinnie, followed by cremation at Lakelands Crematorium in Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, in lieu to Foyle Hospice, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has occurred of Donna Ferguson, 14 Glenbank Road, Derry, reposing at her residence. Funeral from there at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, going to St. Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 10 a.m. with burial immediately afterwards in the city cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Martin Houston, 30 Ardcolm Kill, Letterkenny. Martin will repose at his home today until 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. Family time before the funeral tomorrow, please. The death has taken place of Brian MacDonald, 14 Delaney Crescent, Strabane, and formerly of OMA, reposing at his home today. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.
House private pleas to family, close friends and neighbours. Family time pleas from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place in Manchester, England, of Brendan McCrossan, formerly of Corky Manor Cunningham. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow in St Winifred's Church, Stockport, Manchester, at 11 a.m, followed by burial immediately afterwards. The death has taken place of William David Perry, Willie, Mahara Corn Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 p.m. for 2 o'clock funeral service in the Presbyterian Church, Donegal Town, followed by burial in Glebe Cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to NCBI. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.